Hello, and welcome to The Top Story, a podcast that gives you the why and how for a better understanding of the top events of our times. I'm Shane Bigham. In this edition, we'll take a look at a special species of tree here in China. Chinese researchers and nature conservationists are leading efforts to preserve one of the world's most rare and endangered trees. The sky tree is a large species of plant that's native to southern China, as well as Laos and Vietnam. The tree is under first-class national protection in China. Yang Guang visited Shishuangbanna Nature Reserve and discovered more about the rare species.
We are now on a trip to watch a unique tree in Yunnan province. Let's just call it sky tree. To visit this unique creature, we need to take a boat. It's about 4.3 kilometer trip.
The official name of the sky tree is Parasauria chinensis. It's a large evergreen canopy tree with an average height of up to 80 meters. The tree is so rare that it has been dubbed the giant panda of plants. Its major habitat is a resort in the Shishuangbanna Nature Reserve, which is home to tropical rainforests.
Okay, about 15 minutes on the boat, we are now on the shore, about to visit one of the biggest trees in the tropical forests of China. I'm very excited what kind of trees, what kind of plants I will see.
Qian Xiaoduo works at the resort, and she says it's because of the sky trees that a rainforest landscape could be confirmed in the area.
Previously, there was a belief that China had no rainforests. In 1974, China's botanists discovered the sky tree, a typical Southeast Asian species, near Mangla County. It was only after the discovery of the sky trees that the existence of rainforests in China was recognized internationally. Our resort is also named after the sky tree, because for us locals, the tree symbolizes being outstanding, down-to-earth, and devoted.
The best spot to view the sky trees in the resort is from an elevated walkway. The walkway was originally designed by scientists during their study of the rainforests. Suspended with steel cables from tree trunks, the walkway is over 30 meters above ground, giving visitors a broad view of the woods.
This passage is so narrow, only one person can get through. It's a test for balance, because it's totally hanging between the trees. Yeah, don't look down there. It's about 35 meters high. Different sections of bridges connected by the platforms. Looks not very steady going through to the platform.
Underground, there is a 1,000 meter long footpath through the rainforest, which allows people to walk among the giant trees and observe them at close range.
Okay, now we are under a very typical sky tree. It's actually the symbolic species of tropical forest. It's only distributed in the 20 square kilometer area around this national park. You can see the trunk is basically grey and white, and it grows straight up to the sky without any branches midway through the trunk. Only on the top of the tree are the branches and the leaves.
Since the sky tree was listed as a first-grade protection plant in China, various studies have been done to learn more about the tree species. Guo Xianming is the head of the Nature Reserve Scientific Institute. With more sky trees being discovered, Guo says it's essential to increase public awareness about the species to prevent illegal logging of these rare trees.
The area where sky tree grows is geographically very narrow in China. It mainly exists on the banks along the Nanla River in Shishuangbanna. Our investigation has found out more areas with a sky tree. There are some outside the natural reserve. Regarding those areas, we have instructed the local villagers that it is absolutely forbidden to cut down sky trees. We regularly visit those spots to check if the trees are in good condition.
Guo adds that one major difficulty for them in their efforts to try to preserve the sky tree is that the plant is difficult to breed naturally.
One feature of sky tree is that it grows very slowly. Botanically, it's difficult to compete with other species. Since we discovered the plant, the number of sky tree has been rising, but at a rather low rate.
Though the number of sky trees is currently stable in the wild, researchers still fear that with the uncertainties brought by climate change and the plant's own breeding characteristics, the species could still fall into the danger of extinction. One of the nature reserve rangers tells us the project of manually planted sky trees has been underway.
We need to find the saplings of sky trees and plant them in the nursery garden and see if they can live there. We must bring along the earth around the saplings as well. Otherwise, they won't survive. Our job is mainly for the research that aims to grow sky trees artificially. The natural condition of sky trees' growth is very strict. It needs abundant sunlight and water. So far, the saplings we have planted are all alive.
As part of a more comprehensive breed conservation project for protected plants in the region, sky trees have also been planted in the Xishuangbanna Tropical Botanical Garden. Thanks to the researchers, the garden has established the largest off-site protection zone of sky trees in China, with 2,000 of them growing in this site. Sky tree seeds are also well preserved in an on-site storage facility.
With that, we end this edition of The Top Story, which gives you the why and the how for a stronger understanding of all the top events that occur in China and around the world. Subscribe to The Top Story podcast to gain a competitive advantage in preparing yourself for the news and events that are shaping our lives and our future. For more top stories and content, visit chinaplus.cri.cn and listen to The Beijing Hour online. Drop us a line on our podcast so we can provide you with even more content that interests you. I'm Shane Bigham. Thanks for listening.